Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thompson, and also find a way to trade for a younger, big-name player.
No, they can't.
Holy cannoli, this is crazy.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Very good. Downer.
Very good, Grandy.
Yeah.
Very well good. And Lucas, did you have anything to do with that? Probably not, right? Yeah, no. Thank you, Grandy. That was awesome.
Moral support from the L-Man.
No, I bet Lucas was probably heckling him the whole time he was doing that.
Is that a rejoiner?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, fight on, Grandy. Good job.
You're doing great. Keep it up.
You're doing great. Great.
You're doing great.
Oh, Captain Bringdown and the Buzzkills joined us.
Well,
no.
Look.
And I loved your question.
Bobby. What I'm thinking,
they
Bob.
Can't.
Yeah.
No. They can't.
Well, I love how direct he was with that. And I think that you can start to see what the Warriors are dealing with come together. Now, one thing Bobby also said that I bet brought a bunch of you ready to punch your car window. You know, I mean, you're probably a Draymond suspension away from the four seed. Bobby, you watch your mouth, because those are fighting words in this town. You know, they're still right there, Dibs.
Well, I'm not going to question Bobby's rationale because Bobby has done a whole lot more in the association than you, me, Grandy, Lucas, and our whole audience combined.
Yep.
He's done some things. And when he looks at it, and you look at Draymond Green, and he was, I think they were about a 600 club when he actually was, when he actually was able to play basketball. So, if you,
that.
I know I can't help it.
Come on.
He played 55 games. Let's say that he plays another 15. Let's give him 70 on the year.
Okay.
So he plays 15 more. And if they win at 60% clip, that means they win 9 more.
Well, but no, because you're acting like they lost all 15 of those and they didn't. What clip do they win without him?
They won less than 600.
And well, sure. But in other words, if you got take the 15 games that he didn't play in.
Right.
If they win at a 40% clip without him, but they win a 60%
right.
with him, that means you're only going up 3 wins.
Okay.
Yeah.
And 3 more wins get you
still in the play-in tournament.
It does?
Pelicans, 3 more wins. Still in the play-in tournament. By tiebreaker, granted.
Gotcha.
Phoenix also 49 wins. Chin of their chinny chin chin into the top 6. So, but I mean, I get your premise and I get
his premise. I'm not trying to get people mad at me.
No,
and I love Bobby Marks.
Yeah,
great appearance.
No, I like anyone who says that is not wrong, Draymond's suspension lowered their seed. Sure. But does Draymond's non-suspension mean that the seed goes up high enough to matter? And can you just run around assuming non-Draymond suspensions? Because no, you can't. So I get where everyone's coming from on this. The Warriors don't suck. Like we get, like, I he said it. He goes, I understand your standards out there. You've been through a dynasty. But I do think we got to stop that. The Warriors don't suck. Like, chill. They went 46-36. They don't suck. It's off. It's not good enough. But they're not a disaster. They're not a tire fire. Like, geez, chill. They went 46-36. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
So here's what I think they're going to do. And this is why Klay might be gone. What I'm talking about at the beginning of the show, when I think there is the possibility to be on the market for big names, I do think they can be on the market for big names. If they get one, Klay's gone. This is what I don't think they would ever say publicly, and they obviously could never say to Klay. Klay Thompson might be a fallback option. So they're going to say we want him because they do want to talk to him this summer. They do think there's space for him on the team because, as you point out, going big game hunting for Lauri Markkanen or Karl Anthony Towns or anyone else who might become available is unlikely by definition. We don't even know who's going to become available. So it's unlikely. Should that happen and become available, though, you'll be ready to move on from Klay. If it's not available, then, yeah, you can re-sign Klay and add more players. Just not high-level players.
It's interesting the way you lay that out because you're making it seem like all of this is going to happen over a long period of time, but all this will happen maybe over the course of an hour because when you get to these deadlines, and the big one you mentioned is, you crack that open, June 28th for Chris Paul, mm-hmm. the $30 million decision. Let's just assume that they decline that option
Chris is probably gone.
Right. Yeah. Unless you have another team that's willing to make a trade for their player, and that would preclude you really from signing Klay Thompson. Let's just assume that on the 28th of June, you decline Chris's $30 million. So now you have that spot to potentially give to Klay or go big game hunting. Well, Klay's free agency would start July 1st. And between now and then, he would have already gotten some feelers. And so I would imagine Klay would know what he's going to do pretty soon after that window opens.
You have done like 54 July 1sts in your life. You know damn well how this works.
55 of them.
Yeah. Well, I skipped
actually,
the first
54.
One.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm an August baby. Yeah, my bad.
Exactly. So you've
got zygote.
54 July 1sts, and you know damn well how this works. Signings get announced at 12:01. That does not mean they waited to 12 to start talking to each other, even though that's when you're supposed to wait to start talking to each other.
Exactly.
My point is this. These conversations are already happening. They're already happening right now. GM to GM is happening right now. Hey, what's your framework? What's your salary situation?
Yes and no, because some of the players you want are still playing.
Some of them,
yeah.
Right. But if you want to know what Utah's thinking about Lauri Markkanen, call them. Go to the beach together. None of you got anything to do. Figure out where everyone is. And they know that. And the same will happen with free agents. You can talk to the agents, all of that. It's all happening.
Bobby Marks indicating that Utah might be in a, like, an in-go mode.
Maybe.
Danny Ainge is maybe looking to add, not subtract.
Or he's lying.
Right. I mean, we don't know. Mike Dunleavy might be lying.
Yes.
And he's lied before.
Mike Dunleavy is definitely lying.
Well, cut that and send it.
He's definitely
sorry, Raymond.
No, like, of course he is. Of course he is. Or at least being, like, not forthcoming. Like, there's a very, very high likelihood that Draymond would be back. I mean, I could be wrong.
Right.
I mean, listen to that statement.
He couched it.
You're the GM. This isn't happening to you. It's happening by you. So Of course, anybody at a press conference is almost...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's always lying, at least partially. So anyway, yeah, you're right. It has to happen in an hour, but it's happening now.
It is. Yeah, but you don't have the ability to really know who's available. As Bobby was saying, you know, depending on the playoffs, you may have a disgruntled star who emerges if their team gets knocked out early and all of a sudden Paul George or, you know, Carl Anthony Towns or whomever, I want out. You know, Giannis is the dream. I don't think they have the assets or the money to make that work. But the other interesting thing from Bobby is you can't really do salary match. You can't aggregate salaries. We're going to take this player and that player and that player and go get Giannis. You can't do that until you get under the apron, and that's not until after the Chris Paul June 30th deadline goes.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So I guess I would look at it this way. If you're a Warrior fan that wants change, you want a 20-something-year-old star, the first thing you want to see is the Warriors decline Chris Paul's option by June 28th.
Right.
They do that. And that would only be step one, but that's an indicator that maybe they're having some conversations at a bigger level.
Right. Step two would be Clay signs for a very small number, or Clay, it becomes clear that Clay goes elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk. Skills and Vallejo on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Skills, what are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Willard and Dibs? Well, I was on hold with you. I basically just got done cussing out my neighbor, and when I got off the phone with you, I'm going to cuss him out again.
Why? What'd your neighbor do?
Well, I'm on hold with you, waiting for you guys to go to me. I'm trying to hear. I got my door getting banged on, bang, 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 and who knows, I call the show sometime. You can't be just doing that.
Yeah, that's not okay. Yeah. You got to tell him to knock on your door before 2 o'clock. You could do it during Steiny and Goo, because you can hear them over your knocking.
Well, I tell you what, he's going to get a piece of my mind, because I thought of a few more things about him I don't like. So I'll go back when I'm done with you guys.
All right, let's go.
Get him, Skills.
Okay. Anyway, the reason I called is because the other night when the Warriors lost the sack, I was enraged, was pissed off, called everybody I knew, telling them that the team needs to be blown up top to bottom. Everybody, players, coaches, on down the list. Now, a couple of days later, trying to think, I realized I was absolutely right. They all got to go all the way down. Bus drivers, everybody. I was right. And because this lack of preparedness in that game was unacceptable. The effort was unacceptable. And, you know, like you said, I hope Dunleavy was lying, that he's not going to bring back all this whole team back next year, because they've run their course. I love them, but they've run their course. And now I'll try to get to the end of my point real quick. So after two periods where the Warriors were just god-awful, winning, like, what, 20 games a year. And honestly, at this point, I would rather have that than have them spinning their wheels right now, getting 10th seeds, getting number 16 picks in the draft and going nowhere, because at least if we bottom out, we have the chance, we have a hope of getting a great franchise player to take over and give us something going forward, not just spinning our wheels and like we are right now. But right now, because we're not going to get a big free agent right now. No one's going to sign him right now. We're not going to get a Kevin Durant, even, you know, tax problems aside. We're not going to get a Durant of anyone of his caliber right now because, number one, they're not going to be a winning team. They're not going to attract anybody because they're just not a good team. And number two, Draymond's going to jump on him and choke him at some point.
Well, that's it. But Skills, you're talking about free agency.
Are we talking about your neighbor again here?
Free agency is a different animal. And Skills, you're right about that. They're not going to go sign a big-time free agent. However, I do think that there are possibilities on the trade market depending on how a bunch of things go, and we don't know those yet. But to answer your larger point, I get it. I totally get the frustration. You can start with the Warriors don't agree with you, so I get it, but they're not going to fire everybody. They're not going to start over. Joe Lacob has no interest in being a 20-win team ever. But furthermore, I would say, I don't want to speak for you, Dibs, I don't agree either. I'll stand by the point that Bobby Marks just made and that I was just talking about. They're not a dumpster fire. They're a dumpster fire in your mind because they've been so good. They're not awful. So are they that far off? Maybe. You can answer that a bunch of different ways. But to say that this is so disgusting that we should cut everybody and start from the bottom and let's be Charlotte for a few years. No, not like we're nowhere near that. And why would you do that? Well, even if the last few years of Steph Curry's career don't work, why would you do that?
And if you did that, well, if you wanted to do that, what is the path to go from that approach to being a champion again?
There you go.
The path is to find another Steph Curry. And while you're at it, find a Draymond, and if you could come upon a Klay Thompson as well, then yeah, go ahead and do that. And you look at teams who have done that in the draft and gone on to be champions, it's very difficult. San Antonio did it because they had 1 year where they tanked because their best player was injured, and they got Tim Duncan, a top 25 player of all time, and then you fell upon Kawhi Leonard early in his career, and he caught fire in the postseason, and you won another one. So you won a series of titles over 15 years, and a lot of it was by great roster construction, but also a bit of luck. So even if you wanted to be in the blow-it-up camp, what does that look like as far as a path to get successful again? It's a long shot. You'd have to be really bad and get really lucky in the draft, and then maybe you could find generational players. Yeah. And I think about San Antonio now. They've got a lottery pick again, and they're fresh on the heels of getting a player who could be generational in Victor Wembanyama. So you got Wemby coming back next year. You've got a probable top three pick this year. Does that mean in 5 years you're going to win an NBA championship? Of course not.
Almost assuredly not.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though you have already one piece and you might get another piece.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMC FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. Let's keep going. How about Jasmine in Alabama? Hey, Jasmine, what are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Just got off work.
Good for you. Oh, yeah, it's like 7 o'clock out there, huh?
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock, actually.
It's only 6 o'clock in Alabama right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's news to me. We'll explore later. But anyway, go ahead, Jasmine.
Well, I was just calling to say that they probably need to get off of Klay. I think the Warriors need to get younger and athletic and kind of build around Steph a little bit. And probably Draymond, because I don't think Draymond got a big market, and Draymond is still useful when he's not acting a damn fool.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Are you still there?
No, I thought you were going to keep going.
No, that was material. She's running material.
Got it.
But I think Klay should, it's just time. They need to get younger and athletic. They looked old and slow when they played against Sacramento the other night. They need to get bigger, more athletic. And I keep hearing Ward fans saying, trade Kuminga, trade Kuminga. You don't trade a 21 with that type of potential. I know everybody want to be with Steph timeline, but I think he can get better defensively. And I know he's very athletic. I just think if he ain't getting Giannis for him, don't trade him.
Jasmine, yeah. I think you make Thank a whole you. Lot of sense. And I learned that Alabama's in the Central Time Zone.
Yep.
I did not realize
the,
that.
The easternmost state in the Central Time Zone. And you've got half of Kentucky.
I've learned.
I'm sorry, half of Kentucky, about two-thirds of Tennessee.
Okay.
And just a tiny bit of the panhandle in Florida.
Oh, no way.
Central time zone.
Really?
What kind of a state splits itself time zone-wise? You got to make a decision.
Those states.
Yeah. Indiana's got a little bit of a high-low as well in the Central.
You're damn right it does. But anyway, I could listen to Jasmine talk all day, and I think she made a whole lot of sense.
She
now,
did.
Except for it's
her joke fell a little flat, but we just
kind of
missed
it. Well, no, I thought she was, when I was over here on the world clock. But anyway, Jasmine made a really, I think, a bunch of good points, except for too firm with one of them. And this is just where I sit. I get that a lot of you don't. I am not black and white, pull out Sharpie, Clay's gone. I'm just not. Like, again, the Warriors need more shooting, and a lot of you want to get rid of Clay. He's your second best shooter. So there are a number of scenarios where with a reduced role, Clay makes a lot of sense. I get that it does not make sense with the responsibility he has now. I don't love listening to Clay talk about how, like on that Draymond pod that he did a couple weeks ago, he's like, it stinks to have tough games when you're used to scoring 37 in a quarter. I'm like, you're not used to scoring 37 in a quarter. That happened one time. You also one time had 0 points in a huge postseason game. So you're equally as used to those two things. I think that's the hard part with Clay. Clay is still not fully out of living in the past. It's time for future, and that doesn't mean he can't be on the team, but it does mean he can't be on the team in the form that he's been on the team before.
I don't know how you make his role be befitting what it should be and still be able to add somebody who makes it so that his role is now different. Because if you pay him whatever you're going to pay him, I don't think you're going to have the money. You don't have the draft capital to go out and get a player who's good enough to sublimate him to the role that you're talking about.
Well, but I mean, he came off the bench this year for a good portion of
games. But he still shot the ball the second most times on the team.
Granted.
And so I just don't know. You don't have the players who can step up and take his place to make it so, yeah, Clay, you be our seventh man and you play 24 minutes a night and we'll still be good.
I'm with you. But again, Clay Thompson is not, and this is again, this is just my sort of take after listening to Bobby. Clay should not be option one. And I mean that in terms of your roster construction, not your game. Clay should not be part of option one. Option one would be, can you go get a much younger, true number two who's tall on the team?
And long.
That's option one.
It's one thing Mike said today was positional length. Not just front court length, but positional size,
totally.
I think is what he said.
And if they aren't able to do that, then yes, there is a way for Klay Thompson to be on this team and still add more players at the right price. So there are a number of scenarios that he's involved where he's in, and I would imagine there are a number of scenarios where they're out. If you want to be really good next year, I think I would lean toward out, but I don't.
Right.
But I don't know if the Warriors are going to have that opportunity to actually be a contending roster next year.
For me, plan A1 would be get something for Chris Paul and get something for Wiggins and Moody and keep Clay at a reduced price. Forget the Chris Paul piece because that's a long shot. But if you can trade Wiggins and Moody and get back a player who is making 28 or 30, somebody who's a really good wing player, somebody who's a better defender, and then Clay can become your sixth or seventh man, essentially, then you got better. You end up keeping Kuminga, and you keep Pods and TJD and Steph and Clay and Draymond and the rest of it. That's how you get better. I don't think you get better by, even if you get rid of Clay and you get rid of Chris Paul and Looney's gone, I don't think free agent-wise you can go out there and get two players or even one player to make you better than the players you're losing.
You like Jeremy Grant?
He's all right. I mean,
it's another name.
Right. What's he going to command?
What's he going to command?
Is he a free agent or that would be a trade?
That would be a trade, but could be available. You know, you have a transitioning club that's not looking to spend big dollars, makes the exact same amount as Chris Paul.
Jeremy Grant. Okay.
Yep. I mean, that's what we're looking at here. The Captain Clay report is well-timed and brought to you by City Cruises. Plan a birthday, anniversary, or company party on a spectacular dining cruise at citycruises.com. Clay ended the season by going 0-10 from the field, the first time he was held scoreless in a game since his rookie season, and there's a chance it could have been his last game as a Warrior, too. And so comes to a close the most depressing Captain Clay report that I have ever delivered in history.
That report's taken on water.
Wow.
Yeah.
Captain Clay report, he didn't score and might be gone. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
I was waiting for the tag on the sponsor.
Right, that was fun.
Holy cannoli.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it sure was.
I don't know. I do know how you bring Clay back, but
yeah,
I don't.
He signs a piece of paper and then he comes and plays.
Well, I was thinking financially and logistically because, you know, you hear everything from everybody, including Bobby Marks, who says, yeah, I still see Clay as a guy who can potentially get 25 to 30. Probably 2 years, not three.
Well,
but
there was something about that, too. And I noticed that also where you're like, okay, Clay, are we really? And this is, I don't get mad at him if he does. But after a career as a Warrior and a Splash Brother and the Big Three and all the things you guys have all done together, are you really going to turn down 24 a year from the Warriors so you can go get 26 somewhere else?
I don't think so.
Like, if he does, hey, go get your $2 million a year.
Well, 24 was
but
before.
Really, I know.
I wonder if 24 is still out there.
I don't know.
Yeah. And this is going to be.
You're probably
yeah.
not going to get him for a whole lot less. I know Warrior fans want him for 20. That's probably not going to happen.
10 per. 20 you know. For 2 years.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.